AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Authorities are promising to restore order to Baltimore following yesterday's riots. The violence started following the funeral of a black man who died in the custody of police earlier this month. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
I understand anger, but what we're seeing isn't anger, it's destruction of a community. The same community they say they care about, they're destroying. You can't have it both ways.
By midnight, the violence had spread, but Police Commissioner Anthony Batts has a message for the rioters and the looters.
This is not protesting. This is not your First Amendment rights. This is just criminal acts doing damage to a community.
Stores were looted. Cars were set on fire. This man's car was vandalized.
People just tired, man, of the police brutality. The police brutality, but it shouldn't reflect on a community like this.
24 people arrested, 15 police officers injured. Overseas, more than 4,400 people now known dead in Nepal following the massive earthquake there. Red Cross spokesman Simon Eckenshall.
What worries us most at this point in time is the situation of those remote villages and communities living closer to the epicenter, where we can expect very high percentages of buildings would have been damaged or destroyed in the earthquake.
The Supreme Court is set to hear historic arguments today in cases that could make same-sex marriage the law of the land. And a federal appeals court is scheduled today to hear an appeal from Texas over its voter identification law. A federal judge threw it out, and it's been condemned by the Justice Department as a means of suppressing minority voting. Texas argues that the law does not cause an unconstitutional burden on minorities. This is AP Radio News. ESPN is suing over Verizon's plans to cut ESPN's channels out of the basic cable TV package. Here's our Warren Levinson.
Verizon recently redefined basic cable as a stripped-down package of about 35 channels for $55 a month. Subscribers who want the ESPN channels could get them as part of a special sports package for an additional $10. Verizon says it's responding to customer demand for flexibility as other services like Netflix and Hulu bypass cable altogether. ESPN says it's not against flexibility, but that its deals with cable companies require that its channels be part of the main package. ESPN is by far the most expensive channel for cable operators to include. Warren Levinson, New York.
Many of Broadway's best will be up a little earlier than usual this morning. This is Tony Award Nominations Day. The televised event is co-hosted by Tony winner Mary Louise Parker and Bruce Willis. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.